Okay, up to Ravi. A few psukim yesterday we did. Parashat Shemois. Okay, well, a lot of interesting things yesterday. Let's see what we can learn today. Okay, Parag Gimel Pasuk Aleph, you told me yesterday. Here we are. Okay, so we're up to Pasuk. Dal, Vayar Hashem, Kisar Liras Hashem, so that Moshe turned to see. Vayikroa Elav Elokim Mitoch Hasneh. Hashem called out to Moshe. Hashem called out. Vayikra Elav Elokim Mitoch Hasneh. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hineni. Moshe, Moshe. Twice. Whenever he says the name twice, it's Lashon Chiba. Let's see what he says in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Dalet. There is no Rashi in this Pasuk. The Targum Pasuk Dalet says, Vachazo Hashem Arei. So we learned yesterday what ispinei means. According to the Targum, he turned. He turned to look. And Hashem called out to Moshe from the asano. Hashem called out him from the bush. Okay. And he said, Moshe, Moshe, v'amar ho ano, here I am. Hineni. Now, okay, looks pretty straightforward. Let's see what it says over here on the bottom of the page. Over here, my sefer. I should get you the sefer. That way we can learn the sefer together, Blazer. I got to get you the sefer, since you're the only one who comes to shir, just me and you. Bechavrusa. I should get you the sefer. Okay, he doesn't, Mama, she doesn't say any comment on this whole pasuk. That's very unusual. No comment at all. Wow. There's no Rashi, and there's no comment on the Targum. Pasuk, hey. Vayoymer, and Hashem said to Moshe, Al tigrav halayim, do not come near halayim. That's a hard word to translate. Haloim. What's haloim mean? Don't come near here. Okay, that's how we translate it. But what does that really mean? Shal ne'olecha mi'al raglecha. Take off your shoes from your feet. Ki amakoyim, the place asher ato imid alav ad mas kodesh. Take off your shoes from your feet. Now, by the way, a nal, why does it have to say from your feet? All it should say is shal, take off, ne'olecha. Shal ne'olecha. Your shoes. Shoes, there's only one place shoes go on the feet. They don't go anywhere else. So I once saw somewhere, I don't know if is that a nal is not necessarily a shoe. A nal is either a shoe or a glove. In other words, gloves are also called na'alayim. Anything that goes over the digits, the fingers or the toes, is called a nal. So if Hashem says to Moshe, take off your na'alecha, maybe means take off your gloves. Okay, so it means take off your shoes. That's what they say by Boaz. When Boaz married, he said he told them to make a kinyan. He said to the Ploni Almoini, I wanna buy from you your rights to marry Rus and all the property. And it says Sholaf Ish Na'aloi. Each man took off their nal. And Vizois Lufanim Bi Yisrael Al Geula V'Yalatmura L'Kaim Kol Dovar. Sholaf ish na'aloi v'nosan lirei'ehu. So what does it mean? They have their shoes? You ever go to a wedding and the Mesader Kedushin says to the chosan, I want to do Kabbalah's Kenyan with you. Take off your shoe and pick it up. And I'll pick it up. Or I'll take off my shoe and you pick it up. You never ever saw that by a wedding where the Mesader Kedushin should do Kabbalah's Kenyan with the taking off his shoes. Pick up a pen, a handkerchief. What they do is they took off their gloves. Sholaf ish na'aloi, take off your glove and nosan. What do you have? The most thing that you have most readily available to you. They didn't have pens in those days. They didn't have handkerchiefs. You have gloves. You're working in the field, you have gloves. Take off your glove and give it to me. So a na'al means either a glove on your hand or it means a glove on your foot, like socks. That's why it has to say in the pasuk shal ne'olecha mi'al raglecha. Okay, fine. Ki amok mashal ato imid alav ad mas kodesh. What is Rashi? Was Rashi with the pasuk? Okay, Rashi says shal means shaloif v'hoytze. What does it mean? The word shaloif? I don't know what it means. It means to slip off. Kimoy v'nosh la bars, like the bars lid, it fell off. It was dislodged. What's the mokoim? Admas koidesh. The mokoim is admas koidesh. Is the mokoim. Why does Rashi need to say that? I bet you that Targum is going to say something strange, and that's why Rashi needs to say this. Let's see. V'amar. Hashem said to Moshe. What did Hashem say to Moshe? La tikrav holcha. Do not come near. Do not come. So he's the word holcha haloim. What is haloim? The Targum translates the word haloim means holcha. I don't know really what that means. Siri, take off. Seinoch. I guess it means your shoe. We have to see what that word means in the Targum. Me'al ragloch. Arei, because Asra, the land. Da'at, you. Ko'em alohi, that are stepping upon. Asar, kadishu, it is a holy place. Okay, let me see what it says in the commentator. Pasukei in the commentator on the bottom. Holho, lekan. Okay, he doesn't say very much. He just says it means over here. Shari, hater. Lefi, liyesh, lefarish, kumo, shakos, varosh. Wow. Okay, I think over here there's a machlokes Rashi and Ungulus. It seems the machlokes with Rashi and Ungulus. Rashi over here says Shal means Shaloif. Shalif means v'choytzei. It means to complete. You should remove your shoes. Targum seems to say that Hashem did not tell Moshe to remove his shoes. Hashem said to Moshe, untie your shoelaces. All you have to do is open up the straps. Why? Because once you open the straps, the shoe automatically falls off. Rashi seems to have a different understanding that no, you have to actually pull the shoe off. Okay, you have to pull the shoe off. It's not enough. It's not enough to undo the straps. You have to go through the motion of pulling the shoe off your foot. So we have a machlokes between over here, the taich of the word shal. Is it to open the straps, or is it are you mata the ritzuos, or I'm writing this down, or is shaloif mean the shal mean that you have to actually pull the shoe off? That's what it appears in Machlokes Rashi.
But Onkelos was before, or at that time, the shoes maybe was like slippers.
Oh, so you,
it was an up one time.
Okay, so
they have this,
better shoes, like
accurate. Shoes.
Like our shoes. Today, if you open up the shoelaces, the shoe's not going to fall off.
Nothing happens.
You have to pull it off. Right? So, yeah. But Onkelos, his shoes, yeah, if you open up the straps, automatically it falls off. Okay, I mean, L'chaira, Rashi, and Onkelos, they're not, even though they live in different times, obviously, but a lot of things they argue, you know, Yargon and Metzias, they had maybe based upon the shoes that Rashi had, he had a different understanding of what it means. The same way my shoes.
But it makes sense for Rashi to say that because the end result should be barefoot.
Right. Okay. I hear. Okay. Possibly. Okay. So this we have over here a machloikis Rashi Unkelis. What it means over here? Shal ne'alecha. Is it the ritzuos? Or is it going to be to go and actually pull off? Okay, let's go further. What else does he say over here? He says, and also that's also very interesting when it comes to chalitza. It says by chalitza, what is the cholza naloi me'al ragloi? So what is the mitzvah of chalitza? So they have a special chalitza shoe, that they whatever they use. So he rings down over here in the comment that some of the Rishonim learned that what the woman does to her brother-in-law, she does not pull off the shoe. All she has to do is untie the shoelaces. That's it. What exactly is the mitzvah of chalitza? Now, I would imagine that today that's not enough. I would imagine today the machmir, they're not looking for trouble, and they tell her to undo the shoelaces and pull the shoe off his foot. But he writes over here that not everyone agrees. Some know that the ikar mitzvah of he writes in the Chod Kambi Yushalmi, the ikar chalitza hataras haritzuos. In the Yushalmi, it says that the main thing that the woman does to the brother-in-law is she just opens up the straps. And that's it. Because once she opens the straps, automatically the shoe's going to fall off. She doesn't have to physically pull the shoe off her brother-in-law's foot. So according to that, when Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Shal ne'alecha mi'al raglecha, the Targum is saying that same idea. What does Moshe have to do? Moshe just undo the straps, and that's it. And then the male Moshe. That would be, you see, you say that, it's a whole new pshat in this, in what's going on over here, in the story. Hashem appears to Moshe, he says it's a holy place. So Hashem, if you weren't like that, is that, you can wear shoes. Moshe, you want to wear shoes? Because of the hate. You can wear shoes. I don't care you have shoes on. I just don't want your shoes to be tied to your foot. That's all I want. That totally changes the pshat, in at least in machshava, of what Hashem is saying to Moshe. We always think that shoes, you know, there should be no separation between the person and the ground. You have to come in direct contact with the ground. Your bare foot has to touch the earth. It's a holy place, touch the foot. According to what Ungalis is saying, no. Hashem is saying to Moshe, Moshe, I want to talk to you. Stand here. You don't want to touch the ground. Fine. The ground is dirty. You're cold. You're hot. You don't want your flesh to touch the ground. That's perfectly fine. Bring a mat. But I don't want the shoes tied to your foot. Why? Because I guess it means you can't walk away. Because if you're going to walk away, it's going to fall off. But when you're standing here, you don't have to touch the ground. That's not, see, this is to me totally new. Because you learn in the Mepharshim, they know the Jewish Svarim, they always talk about that the goal is that your foot should touch the ground. And in fact, if it does not touch the ground, it's a chatzitza. You talk about in the Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were barefoot. They did the Avoda barefoot. And if a Kohen would wear shoes or stand on a mat, then the Avoda is possible, because their feet have to touch the ground. So the same way in the Beis HaMikdash, they walk barefoot, because the Beis HaMikdash is holy. So too, this mountain, Har HaMoriah, is holy. When Hashem spoke to Moshe, Shal Nelecha Miyal Raglecha, take off your shoes. Right? So don't, no chatzitza. But according to the Targum and the Yerushalmi, that's not the point. You want to step on a mat? Go right ahead. The main point is, I don't want the shoes tied. You know, there's something about tying the shoes which is disturbing. I'll give you an example. A chassam, all the B'nai Torah, all the yeshiva guys, I don't know this stuff. This stuff is a little over, I don't know why they do this, but that's what they do. They open up all the knots. When they go down to the chuppah, their shoelaces are not tied. I think so. They open up the heel of their belt, even their necktie. I don't know all the details. The watch, anything that's a knot, that's a keshel on their body, they open up. I don't know, I have to go ask the chassan, ask these young kids. Once they're already married for a few weeks, they're very busy with their wife. they have a lot of things on their mind. A lot of trouble on their mind. They don't remember even what happened. But if you ask a guy who just got married, one of these little kids, 20-year-old kid who just got married, he'll tell you all these things. You take off your watch, you do the tie. When you do, you take the tie, you do it in a different way. It shouldn't go around your neck. You take off your belt. I don't know, the shoes. Why? What do you mean? There's a tie, and you have this. Your pants don't fall down, right? The pants are, you're wearing your pants. Teretzes, no, there's something not good about a kesher. The only kesher is the man and the woman, nothing else. There's no some Kabbalistic concepts. Here's the Zelbazach. Hashem is saying to Moshe, open up the shoes. You can wear the shoes, I don't care, you can wear the shoes, just there should be no knot on the shoes. Okay, interesting. Okay, next. Okay, what else? That's a very big chiddush, right? No, just take off nothing else but the shoes. Let's go for over here, okay? Let's see. Okay, Seinach. What's next over here? What's the word Seinach? He says, "Shlis, your shoes." So what is Shenach? It means Chintigim Nal Bipash Chalitza. Avatar Gim Nalcha Uloi Bolsa B'Dinu Chazal Hanal Hu Misano. Bulai Sinu Aslan Ritzua Shekoshim Bos Hanal Misano Hanal Atzim. Ooh, look at this. Wow. Shenach. Keshal Nelech Avatar Gim Hanal Hanal Nikwa Misano. Bulai Sina. Over here it says Sina. And Misano Analat. So here, what does it say in our pasuk? Our pasuk over here, it says, he, I don't know, this is very, this esoteric stuff. He wants to go say over here, there are two different words. There's the words Asano, and there's the word, another word called Misano. Misano. There's with a Yud and with an Aleph. We have in our word talking, we have over here Asano. It was a little Yud, it's Asano. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Seinach. An hour. Pasuk Hey. It says Shuri Seinach. There's a Yud. Seinach. Elsewhere it says Seinach with an Aleph. So he wants to say that one word means a shoe, and the other word means a strap. And the reason why they're related was because the straps go around the shoe. So then, Shuri Seinach would mean loosen the straps. Shal ne'olecha mi'al raglecha. So Targum is not saying take off the shoes. It means loosen the straps of the shoe. Okay, is that really correct what I'm saying over here? There are two different words. There is Seinach with a Yud and Seinach with a Yud. There is Seinach Misano. Will I see the rest of it? Yes, what he says over here. The word Seinach means loosen the straps. You see, even the word shoe doesn't mean shoe. All right, let's go further. That's very interesting. Okay, next. Then he says Kaddish. Okay, because the place where you're standing, Ari Asra da'at ko'im alohi asar Kaddishu. So I didn't appreciate this. You see, this is very interesting. Over here we have again a raya to the Targum over here. But he says over here that it says the word, the Targum is simplifying a simple language. The Targum over here, there are two words. Ki hamokoim asher ato oimed alav admas kodesh. So the word mokoim is not the same as the word is not the same as admas. There's adoma, earth, and there is mokoim, and the Targum here says translates both words exactly the same. When it says are asra, that's how he translates the word mokoim, the at koim alohi asar. So he translates both words exactly the same. Hamokoim and Admas. Asar. Another example of where the Targum, he translates the two words exactly the same. Okay, another example of simplifying a simple language. Okay, next. Kaddish, it is holy. The word kodesh is mashma shem kedusha, kodosh mashma kodosh, v'zoy isa shekodesh oile. Okay, angel havala, kodesh and shekodesh. Shem l'shamam l'musim shalom l'malam haram. Mipan al nusach kadosh shalom shmei kedusha, kadisha. Okay, so what is he saying over here? He's saying this very deep. Kaddish, Kodosh. Kodosh, I don't live with Kodosh. Kodosh, my Kodosh. And the Chalukim is a Mizek, my Chamil, and Chacham and Chachma. Chacham and Chachma. Kodosh, Mash, Mashem, Kedusha. Kodosh, 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 Kodesh, Kodosh Mashma Hu Kodosh. Mashma Shom Kedusha, Kadosh. Okay, so he's saying over here something very profound. And what he's saying over here fits into what it says in Rashi. Wow, it's very interesting over here. So he's saying over here, in other words, for example, there's something called a chacham, and there's something called chachma. A chacham is a noun, a wise man. Why is he called a wise man? Because he possesses wisdom. So wisdom is, what is wisdom? Wisdom is also a noun, but I don't know in English, I'm sure there are words there. They're very good words to disclaim in English, but...
It's an attribute.
Is what?
An attribute.
An adjective. An adjective? A description of a noun. Okay, fine, let's assume that to be true. So therefore, there's a chacham, that's a noun. Chochma is describing, he's a man, he's a person who possesses wisdom, an adjective. So too, there's something called kodesh, and there's something called kodosh. Kodesh means it's an object that has in it sanctity, but the ikur is the object. It's an object. It's an adjective. It's an adjective.
The ground.
The ground. It's regular ground, and the ground happens to have sanctity. Or, no, this is sacred. So this is what Rashi is saying. Rashi could be that this is the difference between Rashi and Unkelus. There's a machloikis here, a major machloikis. Everything here is a machloikis. It's really amazing. Very small nuances that make a world of a difference. The pasuk says, "Shal ne'olecha mi'al raglach ki'amokim masha ata'oy me'itsham admas kodesh." Kodesh. So Rashi says, admas kodesh, who? Ha'mokim. The mokim is the noun. And this mokoin has kedusha. Why did Rashi have to say that? What is Rashi telling me that I don't already know? Because Rashi wrote a sefer on the Targum. And the Targum says no. Ki admas kodesh means this is sacred. This is not a mokoin. And this mokoin, it's a tissue box. And the tissue box happens to be holy. Sanctity came and is visiting the tissue box. So the tissue box now has in it sanctity. A human being has in his head wisdom. No, this is sacred. It's an abstract concept. There is the essence of sacredness here. This is not just a physical place. Temporarily, it has chokhmah. Targum translates the word unusual. The Targum is admas kodesh. The word in Hebrew is kodesh. The Targum does not say kodesh. Asar kadish. Kadish means it's a mokoim whose essence is sacred. Not that it's a mokoim, it's a place, and the place has holiness. This is holiness. It's abstract. That's a very esoteric thing. This is the essence of holiness. Rashi looks at the Targum and he says, no, I disagree. There's no essence of holiness here. This is just a regular piece of earth. This earth, there's soil, and Hashem, the Shekhinah, came down from heaven and is now residing here for the moment. So this place where you're located temporarily is infused with sanctity. But when Hashem will leave, then there's no more sanctity. When the person, he's a person of wisdom. If he wants to forget his wisdom, he's just a regular person. He forgot his wisdom. So there's a major machloikis, unkelus, and the Targum. And also he says, that's what we say in Kaddish. In Kaddish, what do we say? He says in Kaddish we say... Kaddish, we read over here. Shmei de Kodesh Baruch Hu. Le'ela min kol bricha savish yosu shachot etakam sadam yom yomama. Shmei, we say something. Shmei de Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? The name the Kudusha, that's holy, of the name that's holy, may it be blessed. The name that is holy, it should be blessed. So the question is, it should really say in Targum, be grammatically correct, Shmei Kadisha. The Shem Kodesh. What is the Shem Kodesh? Four letters, Yudke Vavke. Four letters, Yudke Vavke. And it happens to be the Yudke Vavke is holy. We've taken these four letters, and we have, they're just regular letters, and we inject into them holiness. But if the holiness goes away, it's just four letters. It's regular four letters, no big deal. So then the Kaddish should say Shmei, the name, the Kaddisha, the name that is holy. It's a name, Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that name happens to be holy. But that's not what it says in Kaddish. It says Shmei Dikudsha, not Dikadisha. Why? Because it's not so. The Yudke Vavke is the essence of holiness. It's not just a regular Yudke Vavke. It may look like a Yudke Vavke. It may look like it, but it's not. This is the essence of holiness. It was interesting that by I don't know who does this. Maybe the Arizal. I think it's the Arizal, but even the Arizal, they don't always do this. And they, you know, they're different. You know, this Beis Yosef. Everyone, we all pretty much have Beis Yosef, but Nusach Svard, Chassidim, they have a little different ksav. It's called Arizal. What is Arizal? It's basically the same thing as Beis Yosef, but there are a few small differences. Like instead of it being like let's say a ches, instead of a ches being as two zayins, it's a zayin, it's a zayin and a vav. The branch on the ches on the right side it's a vav, and the left it's a zayin. Beis Yosef, it's two zayins connected on top. In the Arizal, it's not two zayins, it's a vav and a zayin. Small little differences like that. Now, I don't know if they all do this, but there are customs that when you write Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the second letter He is written differently. The way the bottom Yud is put, it's not the way you do a regular He. When you write a regular He, then the Yud, the bottom, the leg, there's like a Dalit, and then there's on the left side, the bottom, there's like a Yud, upside down Yud. They do it differently. They make a regular Yud. It's a different... When you have Hashem's name, the letter He in Hashem's name is done differently. That would fit very well with this. That would be a nafkamina. Is Yudke Vavke, is it the Shem de Kadisha, or is the Shem de Kudsha? If you learn, it's a Shem Kodesh. It's a regular Yud, a regular Vav, it's a regular letters. It happens to be that when they appear in that sequence, so we give it sanctity. So you write a regular hey. But if you learn that it's Shmei Dikudsha, it's not Shmei Dikadisha, it's Shmei Dikudsha, which means it is the essence of holiness. It's not regular and you give it holiness. This is holiness. And to indicate that this is holiness, the letter is a different letter. The tzura, the image of the letter hey, is not like a regular hey. A regular hey, there's a hey, and the yud is like an upside down yud. The bottom part, the left side of the hey, is an upside down yud. That's regular. But in Hashem's name, no, you don't have an upside down. They have a regular yud. They swap it. It's a regular yud. This Hashem's name. Hashem's name has a different surah. It's a whole different. So I don't think Arizal does. Arizal, I think regular Arizal doesn't do this. It's only like these very mukubalim, certain chassin, maybe Lubavitch. I think Chabad, they do that. They makbun on that. And Hashem's name on the hay, they flip the yud on by the bottom of the hay. So that'd be there. It's a very, so you have an incredible thing over here. You have Shmei Dikudsha and Shmei Dikadisha. And here we have over here this Mokoim. Shal Hal Nailah Hagikyam Mokoim Asha Ato Oimir Lof Admas Koideshu. What does it mean, Admas Kodesh? So Rashi says, Hamakoim. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you, Rashi, like as if I didn't know this. What is Rashi saying over here? You have nothing better to say. This is an amazing pasuk. This is a very famous pasuk. It's a very famous pasuk. And there's a ton of midrashim. And this is what Rashi says. That the Mokoim, it's Admas Kodesh. The earth is holy. Rashi, the Mokoim is holy. Excuse me. I know that. But if you understand that Rashi didn't write a sefer on Chumash, Rashi wrote a sefer on the Targum. And the Targum, Taka says, that the land is not Kodesh. The land is the essence of sanctity. Kodesh is an adjective. And the Targum says it's the arrow asar kadish. He doesn't say the word asar kadosh. Over here he says, let me read what it says over here. L'choyro shinam loshna kosov kodesh v'ylo l'chav kudsha asar kudshahu. It should have said kudsh asar kudsha. That's what it should have said. And it says Asar Kaddish. She'ein Kodesh Kmo Kaddish. V'chilukim heim zemizeh k'mo hamilim chacham chachma. Uverashi Kodesh mashma Kodesh mashma shem kedusha sham kedusha. Kodesh is sham kedusha. Kodush, which is Kaddish, is mashma kodush. Who Kodesh? This is the essence. So what's going on? So the Targum says the word Asar Kaddish. Asar Kaddish. Elish Kodesh Oile Al Kodesh. Okay, over here. All right, so this has, we have to go figure out exactly, but I have to be ma'ayin exactly what is Targum saying. But Rashi over here is either coming to support the Targum, we have to go figure out what Rashi is talking about, but the word, the way it's translated, is not correct. So the word Kodesh means an adjective. And Targum said the wrong word, which means that he's defining it as the essence of holiness. So that's why Rashi comes to disagree. It's not the essence of holiness. It is a mokoim. And this mokoim happens to temporarily have kedusha. That's an amazing machlokes here. Okay, an amazing machlokes, Rashi and Unkelus. And you get a bonus to appreciate what it says in the kedusha. Shmei de kudusha brichu, and not shmei de kadisha. Okay, then he goes on to who lost Zohar, or the Zohar Mikhev and stuff. Okay, that's not for me. All right, now we go over here to the next pasuk. Next pasuk over here says, he Rashi says, fine, pasuk Vav. Vayoymer Hashem says, Anoichi Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Elokei Avraham. Elokei Yitzhak, Elokei Yaakov. Wait, so what does it mean, Elokei Avicha? Why does it say you are the God of your father? And then Hashem says, I'm the God of Avraham, God of Yitzhak, God of Yaakov. Okay, I don't know. It doesn't say you have the COVM war, but it sounds like I'm the God of your father, Amram. Right, that's not what they teach you in yeshiva. In yeshiva, they teach you, Elokei Avicha, and who is your Avicha? Oh! Ein Korin Lo'ovois Ela Shloisha. Only one that's called an Av is Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Okay, no problem. I'm not going to argue with that. But you know why? The reason why I want to say it's Amram is because of the famous Medrash, which I always find this to be fascinating, is that when Hashem spoke to Moshe, in whose voice? Whose voice? Did he speak to Hashem? Ways. You know, you ever play around with ways, you can change the voices. I tell you this in the share. You can download, they have a script, you can do it yourself. You can download the script, they have nothing mamish. At Beleza, if you have mamish, nothing to do. You're bored out of your mind. You go online, you find the script for ways, and it tells you, okay, get a tape recorder, and then it tells you, okay, say roundabout. Roundabout. You've reached your destination. You have reached your destination. Okay? And you give us a very long script, and you listen to the script, and then you plug it into the Waze, and then when you go driving, it tells you directions in your own voice. There's a script. There's a guy, a comedian, a Yiddish comedian, and he did it, but everything was a joke. Everything was in Yiddish. You've reached your destination. Das gewen de besa kvaris. Like everything, make a left. Everything was a joke. Everything was a joke.
He had
the
Yiddish and he gave it to me. I lost. But it was very funny.
Right. And it's jokes. All
was a, the funny was when you make a mistake, he was cursing you. You he was saying, Mr. Meshigger.
Okay. So that's Takas. So,
hey guys, Meshigger.
Yeah. Okay, so this is what it, so when Hashem spoke to my, I know, it's very, very funny. I remember my father, I took him in the comments, I put on Bill Clinton. So Bill Clinton, he was giving us directions. My father couldn't stop laughing. He couldn't stop laughing. You know, has a certain type of deep voice here. He couldn't stop. Maybe it was an imitation. Maybe, you know, there's, you know, these imitation guys who would know how to, the imitation of Bill Clinton and of Trump and of this one and that, all the celebrities, the imitations. It was hilarious. But it's mamish a dogma when Hashem spoke to Moshe by Har Sinai, when Hashem spoke to Moshe, Shal Nalecha, whose voice? Amram. It was the voice of his father. So Moshe was startled. Who's speaking to me? Who's talking to me? Is it my father? My father, Amram? I thought you died. So the answer is no. Elokei, I'm the God of your father. I'm not your father. Even though I'm the reason why I'm speaking to you in your father's voice is to get your attention. Okay, it's amazing. What do you know with us? He was a guy here in shul over here. I couldn't get over this. I really learned a very big lesson. I got into a fight here with a guy. It's a while ago. I got into another fight. Every couple of weeks, I get into a big fight with a guy. I'm a shugan here. It drives me crazy. And I let off some steam. I need to let off some steam sometimes. So I go and I lash into the guy. And then he gets all, he goes with sugar. And then I apologize to him. I buy him a present and I apologize. And we have peace for a couple of weeks. And then we do it all over again. So during one of the cycles when I really went with sugar and I really said really nasty things, so he was furious at me. And like the next couple of nights, he was talking to the guys, the other guys, like on the other side, and he was talking about me. And I was sitting here, and he didn't know that I was listening, and he was telling them about me, and he was cursing me out. And I found myself, like never in my life, was I listening with such interest. It was like such amazing, like what he was saying. The guy's a genius. He's a meshugga, but he's a genius. He's an Ilyusha genius. And like he was telling them, he was like talking, like, no one ever talks about me. You don't talk about someone to their thing. And he was telling them about me, all these things, how he analyzes me. I was like, wow, this is so interesting. And like I was so absorbed. I found myself like totally, because it's about me, right? Whoever talks about it, like whoever really talks. Let's say you go and they say a compliment. It's baloney. They get up, oh, we want to thank you. It's baloney. But this guy was really, really talking about me for real. And it was very nasty, but it was so interesting. And I say to myself, how come when I listen to a shir, I don't even listen. It's like go to a shir, go a lot, I used to go shir. I never felt that way. I'm always like thinking about something else and trying to concentrate a little bit. So what is it? I'm not interested. I don't really care. I don't really care about the subject. You make believe that I'm a big master, a big learner. It's an amazing thing. So when Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu in his father's voice, can you imagine? Moshe is being sucked in. My father is here. I hear my father talking. Moshe was like fully absorbed. Fully. It's not just Tom, you know, some shugna, a collector coming to drive you crazy. Fully absorbed. So that's the reason of Yashal. This is Anoichi Elokei, I am the Elokei of Icha. Elokei Aram, Elokei Zev, Elokei Yaakov. Vayaste Moshe upon of Kiyorei Mei, Moshe turned his face, Kiyorei Mei Abin Elal Elokei, he was afraid to look at Hashem. There's no Rashi on this. One of the arguments very quickly. Vamar, I am the Elokei Davuch, Elokei, Elokei the Avraham, Elokei the Yitzhak, Elokei the Yaakov. Okay, now notice over here, it's interesting that the Targum is a different word. When it says Elokei Avraham, it says Elokah. And when it says I'm the God of your father, see, the Targum over here is doing something different. When it says Anochi Elokei Avicha, in the Torah, it's the same exact word four times. Elokei Avicha, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. It's exactly the same word four times. Yet, in the Targum, it's different. In the Targum, it's Eloko da'avuch. Then it's Elokei, with a tzere, de'avram. Elokei de'yitzak, ve'elokei de'yakov. V'uchiva shinun la'poi. And what did he do? Vayaster means he concealed his face. Aray, because the cheli was afraid, to look, to gaze. Bitseis. Now what's that word? He's adding a word over here. Bitseis yikra da Hashem. Alright, this we're going to have to go do over here. There's a lot of stuff we have to do this tomorrow. Mir Hashem. Maybe we'll do this tomorrow. Maybe we'll feel tomorrow. We'll see tomorrow. But we have to stop over here now. Krab Leza, thank you very much for coming. Very geschmack to learn with you. And Mordechai Mizrahi, thank you for coming. Have a good night. Take care. Good night. Zai Gazan.